I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
There was a power outage in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and this happened after some severe thunderstorms rolled through. A woman went to light a candle that she found in the basement, but it turned out to be a stick of dynamite. And it exploded in her hand. She suffered severe injuries, including getting some of her fingers blown off.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, like, we're not laughing at it, but it's like, what the hell are the odds? You're like,
that is
okay,
awful.
I'm going to light something. It's like a cartoon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not laughing
Stop,
at her, but
I'm trying not to laugh, but it's funny.
I know, because you're laughing.
I'm trying. I'm a horrible person.
No, her and her husband, they didn't have dynamite. It wasn't her fault they mixed it up. She thought it was kind of a candle. It was actually from the previous owner. It's like, well, why is a previous owner just leaving dynamite around? Oh, my gosh, that's insane. And let's see here. A guy in Florida was day drinking. We've all been there. And almost burned down his house. Yeah, this is insane. Firefighters showed up and saw smoke coming from his house. Then he came to the door, opened it for him after they knocked. Dude was totally buck naked. He's like, sorry about the smoke. And he went back inside. The firefighters got him out of the house. He ended up telling cops that he started boozing around 9 that in the morning.
Yikes.
Dude, you got a problem if you're drinking at 9 in the morning. He said he drank over a half gallon of liquor.
Ew.
That's insane.
Even for Liv the Web Girl standards, that's insane.
I actually almost did this with my sorority house.
What did you do?
I was just going to say, was it a tailgate thing?
No, but it was a day party thing. So we started drinking around like 11 a.m. or like 10 a.m.
Yeah, nice and early.
And we were drinking all day. And then I went back to my sorority house and I tried to make a pizza, but fell asleep while it was in the oven. But luckily, I lived with like 16 other girls, so they took care of it. But it was like smoky and it smelled like smoke for literally the next 4 days.
Did you at least take it out of the box? Because I've had people that were drunk and they put the pizza box in.
I did take it out of the box, but also I never told anyone that it was me.
I was going to say, I think I know this story, and yeah. You let some other new girl take the blame,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
What? You are shady as
hell. Watch out for Liv. She's savage.
So this guy didn't do the pizza thing like you did, Liv, and blame it on somebody else. But what he told the cops is, I was trying to bake cookies on my Foreman grill, but I forgot about them, and they caught on fire.
Okay. I don't think that's what that's for.
By the way, I didn't think so either, but is this guy a genius? Can you make cookies on your Foreman grill? Have I been using it just for hamburgers?
I've never heard of that. I know that Michael Scott on The Office wanted to cook his foot on the George Foreman grill. So there's that.
That's great.
Joe, how about you try it out and let us know?
Yeah. I will. Give me some cookies, okay?
Just don't burn down your house.
He threw some towels on it to smother the fire, which is a good idea to put it out. But he thought it was out and left the towels there too. So they caught on fire. It ended up spreading, and the firefighters were able to put it out, but he was too drunk to realize it. So
wow.
Don't day drink and use your Foreman grill. How about that?
Let's not say we did.
Order Jimmy John's or something like that. Those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9.